Folks, it is time for Arts Live and Local. And well, here in the lower Columbia Pacific region, we are in festival mode. And I kid you not, we have 4 or 5 festivals going on this weekend. So you're safe to just come. You'll find something fabulous happening. A couple of the festivals are being represented on my show, Scandinavian Festival and the Astoria Music Festival. We also have the Sandcastle Festival and the Garlic Festival going on this weekend, and even the Juneteenth Festival. And with that, I do want to dedicate this show to Juneteenth, which is the 19th of June. In 1865, it was the Freedom Day, Emancipation Day, commemorating the announcement of the abolition of slavery in Texas and throughout the Confederate South. Actually, the Emancipation Proclamation was September 22, 1862, supposed to be effective January 1st, 63, but you know how that went. So, it came about in 1865, and this is celebrated now in many parts of the United States. It was celebrated for a while, then it was dropped, and then it slowly came back and now is used in many African-American communities. So I was planning to mention that anyway, and also today, June 19th, 1953, is the date that Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed by the state. It's a heavy day, and it's even heavier in our hearts right now because of the events that just happened in Charleston, South Carolina. Again, 2 months after the single murder of Walter Scott, we had the murder of 9 people. And so this show goes out to all people who are working for justice, for equality, for peace, and they keep their heads up high and work together. That's what we try to do right here in the area. That's what these festivals are about, too, because the arts are a wonderful way to do it. Thanks for being here, folks. Do stay tuned to your Coast Community Radio. I believe strongly we shall overcome, we will walk hand in hand, and we will work for peace. That also goes out to Marcy Westerling, who died last week, and asked that that song be sung by the entire Rural Organizing Project Caucus. We all stood up and held hands and sang that one, so it's still current. So knowing that we're all coming together, let's get ready to celebrate. And we're going to start right off with a very exciting, the Scandinavian event, I've got Lloyd Bowler to give me the detail. Lloyd, how what year is this? Do you know?
This is the 48th annual.
48th annual Scandinavian Festival. Why, that's older than a couple of people in this room, isn't it?
It's probably older than both of them put together.
almost. Not quite.
Yes.
So we do have a couple of wonderful gentlemen from Norway who are here with us. And we're going to have a lot of music in this room in a minute, and I will introduce them, but I wanted Lloyd to give us a little bit of an overview of the festival.
Okay, well, the festival has already started. It started, the booths opened at 2 o'clock, and these young fellows are going to be playing at 5, right? And at 6 o'clock, we're going to have Harald Haugard and Helena Bloom playing. Most Astorians probably recognize those names.
Mm-hmm.
If they've been to the festival in the last 6 years, they've seen them twice. This is their third time back.
Right, and they've been on this show, and I've been playing their music for a while now. I bet you have, too.
I have played a tune
Celtic
or two.
Celtic Air show.
And I have subbed for Lyle on the Scandinavian program.
Oh.
I managed to sneak a few of their tunes in then, too.
Good. So they are not here today. They're somewhere on their way to Astoria.
They got caught in traffic on I-5.
Okay,
yeah,
so. And they are from Denmark.
Right.
And the thing about this festival is we do have local musicians, wonderful musicians, who play music from various countries in Scandinavia.
Right.
Do y'all out there know the five countries of Scandinavia? I'm listening. Okay, good.
Thunderous silence.
You got Finland, of course, because we live in Astoria, and Sweden, and Norway, and Denmark. And what's the fifth? Mm-hmm, as I suspected. A lot of people don't know about Iceland.
Yep, and, it's an independent country.
And there aren't too many folks that show up, although I understand we have a junior Miss Iceland this year, so there is hope for representation. But you brought me to fellows from Norway, and I haven't even asked them what part of Norway they're from, but I thought before we do that, maybe we could hear some of their music. Is there...
They're both nodding away, so
okay.
I think that would be a good introduction.
So
Probably the best possible.
I have... I'm going to do my best, folks. I have Christopher's son, or just Christopher?
Christopher.
Why did I put the son in there? I know better. Christopher Kleivaland.
That's right.
All right. Got it. And Sindra Futland. Yes?
Yep.
Okay, good. And they are both on button accordions, beautiful instruments. They're not huge instruments, but I know they make a lot of sound. So why don't you give us a tune? Anything you want to tell us about this before you play?
This is a traditional tune from the east, northeast part of Norway. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's a pulse.
Okay, so if you're ready to get up and dance, folks, go for it.
Thank you.
Lovely, lovely. So for people, yes, there you go. You got some audience here. For people who might never have seen this instrument, I'm looking, it says diatonic two-row accordion. I just was calling it the button accordion because you've got buttons on both sides. Is that, how does that work?
Yeah, well, you have the basses on the one side and the melody on the other, so you make chords with the basses and you play the melody on the other side.
Okay, and so when you play together though, you're playing different parts.
We play different voices or harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets a more
Would that have been a dance tune?
Yes,
oh,
this
good.
Is a dance.
Good, because it sure. Well, it's a pulse. You said So for sure, is most of now. I noticed now that you studied at the old Bull Academy. Is that what it's called?
Ule Bull.
Oh, Ule
Bull.
That's better. Yeah, when you say it, it sounds better. Ule Bull Academy. Where is that?
That's at a place called Voss, which is 1.5 hours drive from Bergen.
Oh, from Bergen.
On the west coast.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I'm just remembering all these beautiful. Norway is a gorgeous country, no doubt about it. Where did you grow up, Sindre?
We, both of us actually, grew up on an island just outside of Bergen. We were close neighbors growing up.
Well, how did it happen that you became musicians?
Well, the place on the island where we grew up, people were playing. Both Sindre's parents and the neighbors, all of them almost played the Hardanger fiddle or two-row accordion or, So we had an environment mm-hmm. for playing in our when we grew up.
Were there things like television and movie theaters and all that kind of stuff too? Or was music the way people got together and entertained themselves more? The way we do in Brownsmead?
I don't know. We had television in our when we were young, but internet came late to Osterøy.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
So probably good. We were a bit lucky or unlucky.
Well, from our point of view, you were lucky and we were lucky because you. So did you also study at an academy specifically for folk music?
Yeah, both me and Sindre went together at the Ole Bull Folk Music Academy at Voss. And,
is that like after high school or instead of high school? Or
it's after.
After.
Yeah,
okay.
Like university.
Right,
yeah.
Right. How long is the course of study?
It depends. You can do 2 years like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do 4 years, which is what Christopher is doing, and then you get a bachelor degree in music.
And what can you do with the bachelor's that you can't do without it? Because I noticed that you're both award winners and champions, so what does that enable you to do?
Well, I'm sure that it has nothing to do with how good you are to play, because that all depends on how much you want to rehearse, and you can do that without going at school. But but I like to also teach, especially mm-hmm. children and And when I'm finished, I want to teach and mm-hmm. use my degree. And mm-hmm. then it's okay because you have some better salaries going on if you have a degree in
right.
music.
And so if you're teaching music, then you would be teaching in a school. You'd be teaching all kinds of music.
Actually, now
just the instrument.
Now I have over 30 students on Buttbox accordion at Voss, where I live. So it's possible to only teach what you're playing.
Is that do you do a group class or
no? One at
a time.
One at a time. One half an hour every week. But it's also grown ups. It's for everyone.
Oh, nice.
So we have a fantastic social thing going on with Buttbox accordion, both young and old and grown ups. And
there's still people playing the hardanga fiddle.
Yeah, it is, and we are together also.
That's wonderful that this community. How big is the island? Is it a large community?
This is actually at Voss, but the same thing is happening. Where I'm living.
Right.
But Osterøy, the island, the same thing is going on there. We have a lot of hardanger fiddle players and buttbox
those
players.
Those are the two main instruments, Norwegian instruments, would you say?
Yeah, it is.
And
on the west coast.
On the West Coast.
Yeah.
So I'm very impressed that young people and older people are still committed or coming back to the music. Do you think some of them sort of drifted away and got into rock and roll and all that kind of stuff? And
it's a bit funny that you mentioned that because my youngest student is 7 and she is a beginner and my oldest beginner is 70.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So I think people coming are,
coming and going.
Going in waves, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's popular and in 10 years maybe not that many will play and
Well, it's so important to keep it going, though, so that when the wave does ride, there are some of you still around. And as Lloyd pointed out with the numbers, you're both in your mid-20s, barely. Oh, and so this bodes well because you'll be playing music for a long time. Do you play any other kind of music?
I do. I'm actually in a band which plays blues, bluegrass, some rock and roll.
With the button accordion?
Yeah. And the regular accordion as well, the 5-row accordion.
You play that also?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So we've heard that it sounds like you're committed to a life in music and a profession. Would you say that's for you too, Sindre?
No, actually, I'm working as an engineer, so the music is on my spare time, but I use as much as I can.
Did you go to school to be an engineer?
Yeah, I went. I have a master's degree, so I went.
Oh, now the rest of the story is coming. The way you told it was, I only went for the 2-year course. Oh, okay. Oh, and I went for 5 years for engineering.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to let us know about yourselves?
No, I think that
you think that's it. Yeah. So now you're here from Norway. Are you doing a whole tour of the West Coast or of the United States, or did you just come for the Astoria Clatsop County Scandinavian Festival?
No, actually, we have been here for a week already in Minnesota, been touring there as well. Mm-hmm. So
it's a good-sized Scandinavian population.
Scandinavians. Yeah.
Yeah, we have quite a relationship going there. Well, let's tell folks. I'm going to let Lloyd, tell a little bit more about the festival. I do want to mention that my guests here, go back to my phonetic writing, Sindre Futlan and Christopher Kleivalan. Okay. They are going to be playing, 5 o'clock this evening in the arena. By the way, the whole festival is taking place at the fairgrounds, is that
correct?
Right? So once you get there, you can find them because you'll get a guide and it's posted everywhere. Yeah. But they're playing at 5 this evening, then 11 tomorrow, 1 tomorrow. Holy cow, they're working you, huh? 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. all on Saturday at the exhibit hall, and then one more time on Sunday at 1 p.m. In the exhibit hall. And check them out for sure. Check out the instrument, too, and ask them questions. Obviously, their English is a heck of a lot better than...
Our Norwegian.
My Norwegian. I don't know about you, Lloyd. What do you think?
What Norwegian?
Well, Norwegian, exactly.
Kitos, I can
talk,
say that.
Right? Yeah, kitos, right. And there's a couple of words that we've heard on KMUN yeah. over the years. But so the music you're playing, will it be all traditional, or do you ever write music? How does that work for you?
Most of the music is all traditional music, and we also had tried on this tour to play music from every part of the Norway country. So we will have some from the east side and the middle, and also from the west coast. So we will try to spread it, try to spread it out. But Sindre actually is also a composer, so we will have some. New composed
Thank
melodies.
You. Thank yeah. you for outing him, because he wasn't going to tell us.
No, he's a bit shy.
Yeah.
And we will also try to tell some funny stories, because many of the tunes also have a funny story attached, especially the traditional ones. So
what about the one we just heard? Is that got a funny story?
Or no, actually, that's the one.
The only one?
We don't know much about.
Oh, okay.
So that's,
well,
that's
it's lovely.
Yeah, that's pretty special, actually, because it's not a really known tune, so it's also funny to take out tunes you
yeah.
never heard a lot before
right.
and play them.
And then you can make up a story.
That's right! You figured it out.
I can see there's a little mischief going on here for sure. So Lloyd, tell us what else. How do people get to the fairgrounds?
Well, you get on 202 and you head south and follow the signs. It's well marked.
There aren't shuttle buses or anything
no,
this year.
No, there's no shuttle
okay.
buses this year.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But we do have a full line of... entertainment lined up. We have some of the local folks like Corrine Bergholm. Folks around here will recognize her name. The Liberty Theater Players will perform in a Reader's Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they wrote it themselves.
I heard it was something Dora.
Okay, Dora from a Finnish. Okay.
Yeah, from a traditional
in
story.
Shanghai,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Shanghai Nastori will be out in the beer gardens. It's usually standing room only, so when they play, you better get out there early and claim a spot. And we have Skolkus. This is a Seattle-based group. Last week, they were on Prairie Home Companion.
Oh.
And Garrison Keillor actually mentioned our festival four times on the air. So
holy
we
cow.
We got some national exposure there.
Very nice.
We were very happy
very
about that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And well deserved too, because
yeah.
it's a wonderful festival.
So there's tons of stuff going on. You can't be bored. I mean, with the music and the
there's food too.
And the food, right.
All kinds of food.
Oh yeah, and we do have the Midsummer Pole going up at high noon tomorrow. That's always a fun thing to watch.
Okay, and then tonight is the
Queen's coronation, followed quickly by the hex burning. There's a little torchlight parade. We stroll across the parking lot. It's not a very long parade, about 50 yards, something like that.
Okay.
And there's a burn barrel, and the hexes get tossed in there to burn up all your bad luck. And
so maybe we can all put some thought into that, what we want to let go of, and and make room for good stuff coming in. I have in the background some fiddle music by Harald Haugard, who's... I hope you're out there listening, Harald and Helen. I hope you're not too frustrated in traffic. And we will see them tonight as well. And they'll be playing right after Sindre and Kristoffer at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And then three times on Saturday and twice on Sunday. They work them even harder, see? It's okay. Folks... The Scandinavian Festival is fabulous. People wear gorgeous clothing. I hesitate to call them costumes, because these are real clothes that have been worn for many, many years. They're not worn very much now, except for special occasions. And actually, I have two beautiful, and especially one gorgeous bunad dress worn by Janet Bowler, and Lloyd is in his outfit too. It's not quite as exciting, I'm sorry to say, but it's still good looking.
I was told by one of our young guests that it was a very nice bunad.
Oh, there you go. There you go. My musicians, however, are wearing civilian clothing, so I guess that's a lot more comfortable. So do join in and prepare to eat good food too. There are treats of all kinds. My favorite is, how do you say, rusta pudding? It's a rice pudding with
Rusipuro.
It's a rice pudding with a fruit sauce on it. And Elbelskiver and all kinds of good things, and of course fish and just everything. So bring your appetite, bring your checkbook, and bring your heart and your ears, and come on over to the Scandinavian Festival. I wonder if you guys have one more something short you would like to play for us. Is that a possibility?
Yeah. We could do that.
Why don't you do that for me? I'm going to bring Harold.
Can you try some of the polka?
Yeah.
So much. My guests again, all the way from Norway, from Western Norway, and that is, again, Christopher, I'm enjoying saying these because I finally got it right, Christopher Kleiveland and Sindre Futland. And thank you so much, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy Astoria, enjoy the festival, and all the good people that you'll meet.
Thank you.
And you'll come back another time, too.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you, Lloyd Bowler and Janet Bowler, who is the person who always keeps me connected with what's going on. Anything else you want to mention, Lloyd?
I think just a hearty welcome to the Scandinavian Festival is in order. I mean, we're ready for all those folks out there to come and have a great time.
Right, absolutely. Thanks. Yeah. I'm going to play a little bit of Helene Bloom and wish them a safe trip getting here, and then go on with the show. This is Carol with All Arts Live and Local here on Coast Community Radio. Thanks for being here, folks.
Jeg gikk ut et spaser innsilt i aftenstund. Der møtte jeg en kæmpe, han var hæslig og grum. Hans tale, den var hånd i sinde. Jeg synes, at han vil mig overvinde. Hør nu, Svend Nordmand, hvad jeg vil sige dig. Ni spørgsmål har du at besvare her for mig. Og enten skal du døden modtage, eller det skal gå dig godt i dine dage. Sig mig, hvad er vel det rådeste jul? Borner, der spiller så mange farer i skjul. Hvad lyser videre i en svane?
And you're listening to Helene Bloom, who, together with Harold Haugard and lots of other folks, will be bringing you fabulous music at the Scandinavian Festival. It's Father's Day coming up on Friday, and Carrie helped me out once again. I listen to her show, and I call her up and say, Carrie, I need that song. It's Steve Martin, and the name of the song is Daddy Played the Banjo. And my daddy played the banjo. And so I asked her for the song, and here it is. This goes out to all the daddies, dads, fathers, father figures, anybody who ever had a father, biologically, adopted, whatever. And to all of you who behave as fathers in your life. Thanks, folks.
Daddy played the banjo neath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard, an old-time melody. I loved to hear the music, I was only five. I listened as his fingers made the banjo come alive. Sometimes I'd wake up at night and hear a distant tune. The banjo would echo around my childhood room. I'd sneak down the back stairs, Daddy never knew. I'd grab a broom and make believe I was picking too. One day Daddy put my fingers down upon the strings. He picked it with his other hand, we made the banjo ring. Now the music takes me back across the yellow days, the summers with my dad and the tunes he played. But I'm just telling things I did. See, I'm that banjo player who never had a kid. Now I sit beneath that yellow tree, hoping that a kid somewhere is listening to me. Daddy played the banjo beneath the yellow tree. Rang across the backyard and wove a spell on me. Now the banjo takes me back through the foggy haze, where memories of what never was become the good old days.
Well, that's Tim O'Brien with Steve Martin's song, Daddy Played the Banjo, from the album The Crow New Songs for the five-string banjo. Yeah, and I've got my daddy's, it's a banjo mandolin is what I've got. Did you say, do I play it? Oh, that's another story. Coming up very shortly live is someone who plays some very unusual instruments, but right now I'm going to play you one of their one of the songs from their album, a brand new almost brand new album. This is Three for Silver, and I went and saw them last time, and they're absolutely delightful. So here's a recommend for you. Bury Me Standing is brand new album almost, and what are we hearing? These Laughing Bones,
the last track on the album.
Got it. These Laughing Bones, and then we'll come right back with Lucas. KMUNS Doria, KTCB, Tillamook.
A sailor won't keep his hands in his pockets. He won't write his letters in red. Bad luck is like bad news, with no end to how it spreads. A sailor killer ran on New Year's Day, and he nailed his right boot to the mast. He never whistles on board, they say, but wakes each morning with his flask. Beneath the roots of the ocean,
the shade of the sea. Gather these laughing bones, darling, be mercy for me. Above the branches of clouds, atop the crown of the sky, let your tears fall and join the waves where I lie. Good luck is offered the sailor with a fist he gives it back. True luck it flies with prayer, and blood the only thing that can bring it back. A broken promise, a broken man, a cooper's axe, a guilty hand, a tall drink, a head slammed, a river joined to seal a dam. Beneath the roots of the ocean, under the shade of the sea, gather these laughing bones, darling, beg mercy for me. Above the branches of clouds, atop the crown of the sky, let your tears fall and join the waves where I lie.
Last cut from the new album. Oops. Oh, let me wait a second. It sure starts out with a bang. That's great. Okay, so I have Lucas Warford, who is half of the music writing team, is that right? And a third of the band, is that how does this work?
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, we definitely half of the lyrics writing team.
Okay.
We write all the music and arrangements are very collaborative between the three of us.
Oh, they are.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So last time Lucas was in with Willow and Willow Certain.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I knew them in another life, too, from another band that I really, really like, the Underscore.
Yeah.
Listen to me,
yeah.
Overscore, Overachieving
the
Underscore.
Overline Underscore.
That's it. And so they are back again, and tonight they will be playing at the Voodoo Room at 9:30-ish after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow evening at the Sou'wester in Seaview, which is 38th Street and the water, basically, the ocean. So if you just get yourself up to the peninsula, and it's a lovely, lovely spot for listening to music. But whenever you can get there, you should, because these guys are good. And as I mentioned at the beginning, what instruments do you play?
I play two bass instruments of my own design. One is a bass banjo that I designed and had built for me by a bass luthier in Portland. And that's what you heard on that song we just listened to, was the bass banjo. And then I also play a washtub upright bass kind of like a washed up bass that some of you might be familiar with, though it has, you know, four strings and is pretty much a functioning upright bass, but built out of a washed tub that I built with a friend of mine in Portland.
What inspired you to make these instruments?
Well, they were both kind of happy coincidences in a way. The wash tub was the idea of the friend of mine, Tom Finalosa, who I built it with. He came up with the idea about 3 years ago and built a prototype. And then we worked on building the sort of first quote-unquote production model about 2 years ago. And he's actually gone on to build, I think, five or six more since then for people. Mostly you've seen me playing it, you know, because it's a great traveling bass. You know, it's really portable, super handy.
Yeah.
And it allows me to play. Both of the instruments grew out of my style of playing, which is extremely percussive, very rhythmic, you know. And so looking for two instruments that allowed me to accentuate those features of my playing, the wash tub and then the bass banjo, which has that twangy percussive quality of the banjo, but with the low end of a bass instrument. So,
what did you make them out of? Where did you get the material from?
The bass banjo was completely made from scratch. You know, we got all the wood was carved by hand and all that, and a huge piece of goat skin. And then, the tub was a little less romantic. We basically got all the pieces from Home Depot, between me, you, and everybody
who's
listening.
You know, I'm asking because I had seen it before, but someone just sent it to me again. I think it's from Brazil, but I could be wrong. It's the kids' orchestra, and all the instruments are made from garbage.
Yeah, I've seen
that. Have you seen that?
I have, absolutely.
It's astounding.
Kids after my own heart, for sure.
And they're playing classical music on these instruments, and you look at them, and they're just patched together.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
And they would never have the music. They would never have the instruments.
Sure.
And this has entirely changed people's lives, and it took some creativity and someone feeling awful about seeing all this garbage going into a landfill that could be
absolutely
recycled in a creative way.
Well, and it's great to inspire people in that way too. And I've been lucky to help inspire some people into making their own instruments, and especially with the wash tub bass. You know, that's the sort of thing that people look at it and they think, wow, you know, I could do that. And they can. Yeah. And you know, even just a cigar box guitar or something like that.
Hey,
anybody could build one of those.
I have a cigar box tenor guitar, but I didn't build it.
Yep.
I got it right here at Coast Community Radio.
Sure.
So from a local man who builds them. But so now tell us about the music. You and all three of you collaborate?
Yeah, Willow and I are the songwriters in the sense that we usually, one or the other of us usually brings the kind of core concept of the song to the table, lyrics, some chords, you know, what have you, the sort of just like little seed that it's going to grow from. And then, you know, we kind of present that to the group and then the three of us start working on it. And we, you know, we play so many shows and we primarily think of ourselves as a live band. You know, we're out there. Reason why we do it is to be in front of an audience. So we will definitely throw a song up in front of a crowd before we even necessarily have a good clue of what's going on with it. And then, you know, that's usually the arrangements start to grow and evolve over, you know, sometimes it can be months or years of time of playing them in front of a crowd. And sometimes you get it right off the bat, you know, we'll come up with an arrangement, we throw it up at a show, and then it just stays right there. Other times we'll have played a song for 6 months and all of a sudden it changes. And
I love it. You know, that's wonderful to
be
flexible on that.
That's right. And with the three of us and with the instrumentation being as stripped down as it is, it's very easy for us to just, you know, that sort of race car precision, just, you know, U-turn all of a sudden and we're going
You look at
direction.
Each other and go, okay, it's
and
yours.
Away we go, you know, you just keep your ears open and see what happens.
And singing, though, is mostly two of you, or does Greg sing as well?
Greg does some harmonies. He actually just had, I hope he's listening right now, I can embarrass
him.
Hey,
Greg.
He's been taking some voice lessons, actually.
Oh.
He had an operatic voice recital just the other week, actually.
Wow.
So we might have to start featuring him on some tunes. Thus far, it's been me and Willow doing lead vocals, but maybe he'll sneak one in there.
Well, you know, what's going on right now is the Astoria Music Festival all these opera people around. So
I know. Hopefully they can come out of the show tonight and be embarrassed by the way I
sing. No, but you guys are playing tonight at the Voodoo and tomorrow night at the Seaview, at the Southwestern Seaview. But you have time during the day, and you could get and catch some of the acts
tomorrow,
that are going
tomorrow
on.
Tomorrow afternoon, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So with this new album, it's lovely.
Thank you.
To look at. Who does the photography? Is that...
That was done by a man named Miri in Portland, who we collaborated on. We kind of came up with the whole visual concept of it ourselves and then presented it to him if he wanted to work on us with doing the actual physical photography of it with both the album cover you see and then that photo on the inside.
Yeah.
And
which is very exciting. Is this
None of it's digital. I mean, this is a bit hard for those of you who are listening, but
So what'd you do? Put a blower on your heads or something? Or what's
actually, what's happening is they're throwing their heads towards me. So they're right in the act of moving like this.
Gosh.
They're going like that. Yeah.
That is fantastic. That's a quick camera then because it's fabulous. The hair is going, way out there. So beautiful. And you with your mouth and looking up to the heavens or whoever, where. This is a 2015 release, Foggy Night Records.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be available, I'm sure, wherever you play.
The last time we were here, I believe it was in January, and we did not have it out yet. We just put it out about a month and a half ago. And we're excited to be back here and to have it with us because a lot of the songs we're playing now are right off of it. So,
well, I've got one more song from the album. Why don't you tell us what this is? Let's see. Oh, Rivers. Is that? Oh,
yeah,
you're in the right place.
Absolutely. And this is a nice contrast to kind of gets the whole core of the band across, you know, often is the sort of songwriting, you know, the duality between like what Willow and I do. And so the last song was, you know, written by me and me singing lead vocals, and this one is Willow. So
Let's have a listen. 3 for Silver, and you can read that as the number 3, the number 4, and then AG. I finally figured it out.
Right.
Love it. Lucas Warford is my guest.
My fingers froze to
You're listening to The Tail End of Rivers from Bury Me Standing by Three for Silver. My guest, Lucas Warford. So, Lucas, anything you want to...
Yeah, well, if you've got time tomorrow night or tonight, it's like this is our second time coming out here and doing these two shows back to back, and it's a lot of fun. If you want to come out and have a more raucous night, you can come to the Voodoo Room tonight and tomorrow night. If you want just a nice, quiet listening room kind of environment, the Sou'wester is perfect for that, and we did it about 6 months ago, and it was a great contrast to the two gigs. So, yeah.
Terrific.
Yep,
thanks so much for coming.
Oh,
we'll see you again
on.
Next time.
Always
okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Oh, wow. Going right into the next song, but I'm going to bring them down because I do have some things I want to tell you, including, I was hoping that Keith Clark, the director and conductor at the Astoria Music Festival, would be here, but I think life took over, meaning rehearsals and everything else that goes on there. So I just want to let you know that the festival is going strong. They have had some incredible performances, and there are plenty more to come, including tonight, 7:30 at the Liberty, the Festival All-Stars, and, the Kreutzer Sonata. Oh, wow. Okay, and Sibelius. Get our Scandinavian hit in there. Saturday is Sergei's annual happy hour with the Hermitage Piano Trio. That's Sergei and Ilya and Misha. And one of the things that's happening during the happy hour I'm looking forward to is there'll be a six-hand piano piece with Ilya and... doesn't say it in here, but his wife is also a professional pianist. And then Carrie Lewis, and the three of them are going to sit down, six hands, one piano. That should be a wonderful sight to see and to hear. And then on Saturday evening is Bach's St. John's Passion. At noon, there is a talk going on at the McTavish Room about that, including Dr. Dwight Caswell, who will be talking about anti-Semitism in the New Testament and Bach's Passion. So that could be something of interest. Sunday, don't forget, is the Beethoven's Fidelio, and the North Coast Chorale is going to be pitching in on that one. That's at 5 o'clock Sunday. And Monday is young artists playing Mendelssohn. Those are all at the Liberty. And there are also wonderful things going on at the Performing Arts Center. Thursday is Mozart's Die Zauberflöte, the magic flute. I'm practicing all my languages today. That is at the Performing Arts Center, 7:30 Thursday and Friday, and you'll hear more about what else is going on. Don't forget Classics for Kids. That's Saturday, June 27th. That's our regular Troll radio review, but it's going to be at the Performing Arts Center with the music festival. So that's the music festival. And I'm going to put a little Howard Hogard on in the background while I, who is again going to be playing at the Scandinavian Festival, while I tell you what else is going on this weekend. Today is Juneteenth, and there is actually a festival at Nehalem Bay Winery tomorrow at 4 p.m. to celebrate Juneteenth. And the Scandinavian Festival, Astoria Music Festival, the Coaster Theater, Little Shop of Horrors, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday at 7:30 is It Could Be Any One of Us, and so they are into their summer repertory theater, going back and forth between those two plays. Check out their website. Three for Silver at the Voodoo tonight, tomorrow night at the Sou'wester. Sandcastle Festival at 5:30 is the parade, and tomorrow the castle building starts at 7 a.m., goes on all day. If you've never been, it's an experience. The only problem is I don't know how you get your car in there, because it can get pretty crazy. But it's It's a wonderful time on the beach, and it is going to be a beautiful day, as it is right now, despite that rain overnight, which we very much needed, yes. And 7 p.m. tomorrow night is a concert. And then Vino Manzanita tonight, Scott Warren on guitar and Peter Hinsbeck on sax and flute at 7 o'clock, and they also have C. David Hooning on bass. Tomorrow, the Northwest Garlic Festival, 10 to 5, and on Sunday, 10 to 4, it is at Beach Barren Field, and that's 25815 Sandridge Road in Ocean Park. Hey, the Brownsmead Flats are playing, Greg Park, the Waco High School Jazz Band, and the North Coast Blues. The Apollo Archive Center, 11 a.m. tomorrow, is having an open house. And the River Sea is featuring Judith Altruda's Jewelry Trunk Show tomorrow at 3 p.m. There's a dance workshop at the Seaside Legion from 9 in the morning till 3:50 in the afternoon. I don't know if you have to go all day or how that's going to work, but it's really a good opportunity to learn those classic foxtrot, rumba, waltz, and all those good dances. I love that stuff. Timothy Lane is going to be at Beach Books for Lunch in the Loft. That's in Seaside. The Hanthorn Cannery Foundation is having an open house Saturday and Sunday, and they are going to be unveiling the cannery worker banners at Coffee Girl at noon on Saturday. The new ones. Bay City Arts Center is featuring John Stowell on Saturday with a workshop 1 to 4. That's jazz guitar. And a concert at 7 with dinner at 6:30. Helen Hill is showing her artwork at the Bay City Arts Center. And Beach Dance is back, and it's 10 a.m. at Neocony Beach on Saturday. Going to Sunday, there's a Solstice Holy Day Ceremony 12 to 2 at Wonderland Rainforest in the Isium. And by the way, I'm dedicating this song to the solstice because it's about the sky and heaven. And hey, little sun and moon, and you got the whole thing in there. And Grace Church is opening the Jean Barney Memorial Art Exhibit, Amazing Grace, from noon to 2. So Sunday. AVA Arts in Residence deadline is Sunday. The Hoffman is Music in the Gardens at 1 p.m., and the Fort George is featuring Polecat. Monday, Clatsop College art classes. Monday to Thursday, watercolors and mixed media. And Bay City Arts Center, Monday to Friday, has a beach art camp from 10 to 2 for 5 to 9-year-olds. And on Tuesday, here's something that's going on for a number of Tuesdays, from 6 to 8 at the NCRD Kitchen in Manzanita, La Mesa de Conversacion. It's Latinos and non-Latinos speaking Spanish and English and mixing it up and learning from one another. And there's also a Printmaking Without Toxics workshop at the Tillamook Bay College, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5:30 to 9:15. And golly, folks, if that ain't enough for you, then you find your own goods to do, but do get out and celebrate the arts, celebrate life, and remember how we need to support one another. We shall overcome these horrific things that go on. And I wish you all a beautiful solstice, happy Father's Day, and joy in your life.